It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. Yeah, that's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. This is your daily sports dump for today, Wednesday, January, I'm going to say 15th, and I'm going to be right. No jokes today because we've got a joker here. Dan Antonucci, Nooch, our resident daily fantasy expert. Also our movie expert, although we're not using that in this podcast.
Nope.
Our royal family expert also. Also conspiracy theories. Those are all for the other podcast. If you're interested in that, why don't you engage us on Sports Dump Show at Twitter and I'll give you all the information. Or you can figure it out yourself probably. Dan, welcome.
Thank you. Recently found out we're in a leap year.
Good, good, good. And keep up that volume into the mic there like that.
All right.
You recently found out we're in a leap year. Yeah, it's every 4 years.
Pretty cool.
Every multiple of four.
You know, that's an unlucky number in Chinese culture, four.
Four is?
Yes.
Really?
So what do they think of four-leaf clovers? Is that market lost on them completely?
Well, that's, I don't even know if they have those kind of clovers there, first of all.
Well, they've got culture and travel and Irish understanding. And,
no,
you know,
but the four-leaf clover, that came out before China and Ireland were in communication with each other.
That's true. You don't hear about that a lot, the Chinese and the Irish talking. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, this is the sports dump. So what is your expertise is fantasy daily sports, but we're not going to do too much on that right
sure.
now.
Sure. And
what was your other sports thing?
Football from 1979 to 92, I know
yes,
a lot about.
Yes, yes. Well, we perform in an improv group called Mr. Johnson that is generally pretty good for anywhere from 3 to 7, 70s and 80s era references.
Oh,
music yeah. or sports usually yeah. of those eras. The We Are Family Pirates, very popular. I think the Oakland A's of Reggie Jackson, Catfish yeah. Hunter, Vita Blue. Yeah.
Gary Fencek always.
Yes, well, you've got the Chicago people. That's yeah. more Fleming. But yeah, those are the teams of our youth. That make an appearance. And then the bands of our youth, of course, you know, a lot of Emerson,
yeah.
Lake, and Palmer getting
for
mentioned.
Sure.
But as for sports, there is actually something we can comment on, which is the cheating Red Sox and the cheating Astros.
Well, well, well.
It all comes around.
How interesting is all of that?
Yep, it sure is.
I mean, the taint factor is off the charts no matter what they take away. Yeah, hopefully.
Well,
I hope
you know,
asterisk sticks out.
You could make
mind.
The case that, you know, that the taint factor, so to speak, is on a lot of championships.
Sure.
All the Red Sox ones that Big Poppy was on, the Yankees 2009 one, you know, A-Rod was on that team. Like,
come on.
I know.
Well, here's the other thing. Speaking of teams, I think if I were the Yankees legal team, I would have a compelling case to say that
they never want to open themselves up to discovery.
Lost. Well,
that I get that. I absolutely get
true.
That. They got all the adulation. They got all the perks that come with being the champion. They got all that stuff, and really, that most of that won't be taken away. Any endorsements they got from that, you
yes.
know, and none of the players suffered. None of the players, because they have a good yeah. union, first of all.
And then how does that, you know, it's interesting.
Well, because if you open that door, then you're in big trouble. Because now, like, if the whole team knew, do you suspend the whole team, including players who are on different teams now? You know, like
yeah.
with Beltran, they're not punishing him, I think, because he was a player at the time. Although the Mets may fire him.
Yeah.
But I, as a Yankee fan, yes. But most people are not Yankee fans, I forget.
Yeah, it's true. There's a good amount that are, though.
I think.
Sadly, it's a popular, with great success, you're going to get a lot of misplaced
yep.
envy. Or,
a lot of new, and a lot of jumpers on the bandwagon.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
And unfortunately, something I've learned over time, you know, there's no question that I have a level of, let's say, arrogance, overconfidence, condescension. I don't know what you want to call it.
It's true.
But I have learned, you know, and I do believe there is a percentage of people who are just miserable people. Miserable themselves and miserable for everyone else, for whatever reason.
Yes.
And they exist in, and this is why I have no bias other than towards those kinds of idiots. They exist in every group.
Correct.
Every gender, every race, every creed, every culture has a percentage of its people who are idiots. Now, you may have had like cultures when it was like a village of 300 where the idiots would be ostracized or whatever and not tolerated
you'd
or whatever.
Throw stones at them or, you know.
Yeah. Now there's just so many of us and there are so many rewards for miserable people to just be miserable that it just keeps perpetuating itself.
Yes. It's never been a finer world to be if you are a miserable person. There's several.
Yes. And a despicable person.
Correct.
Like the Astros GM, he had a lot of issues before this.
Yikes.
You know, he also is a guy who had a lot of, what do you call it, hubris?
Sure.
Or no hubris, or I forget how the hubris worked. No, he had hubris. He was overconfident.
Yep.
And bit him, and he created a horrible culture there that was like, we're so great, you suck, don't attack us in any way, we can be sexist if we want, blah, 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 whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And but he still stayed there. He made it through all that other crap because they won. It goes to show bottom line. And now it's been pointed out the money they're going to save on the manager and GM role makes up for the $5 million fine. So it's like no loss.
No, of course not. It's, you know, I'm sure a lot of it is PR. They got caught. They got to, you know, you have to react. But if it had stayed under wraps, you do know what I mean? I think one of those that it became public. Now we got to play the game.
Well, and the guy Mike Fiers who brought it all up. I guess without that, none of it comes out. And
right?
And that's the ultimately whistleblowers. People are really down on whistleblowers. They call them narcs and everything like that. But I think the people who aren't whistleblowers are go-alongers to get along.
Yeah.
Like you are enablers of the bad behavior. I've always thought that like keeping your mouth shut. Now, here I am, you know, with a lot of free time to do podcasts because of it. But I've always felt like see something, say something, right?
Absolutely.
It doesn't always work that way.
No, you know, I think when whistleblowers get attacked, it's a bit ridiculous because they're usually coming forward with something that is helpful to people.
They're exposing fraud. Absolutely. Nobody comes forward as a whistleblower and is like, hey, everybody, look, this guy was donating billions of dollars without anyone knowing it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And it's like, oh, how dare you cover up my good deeds. It's like getting mad at somebody for that, I just don't get it. It means that you are either in on it.
Right.
Or you're just so frightened and weak-minded that you don't even want to question it.
Well, I think it is a preservation of the institution.
Yeah.
They want the powerful people in perceived positions that people should look up to not to be blemished. So it's always resistant.
Yeah. Stay
to
into
shine
the mic.
The light.
Yeah.
You know, where the money is.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So
oh,
then,
well, definitely.
So then in the media, they say, oh, Assange, Snowden, Fiers, boo, Gretchen, Carlton, boo, you know. But these people are actually taking risks for their own personal calm lives to bring something to light of people being taken advantage of.
Well, it sounds like all the news, the network news people were, you know, it's the rich, old white privilege or confidence or whatever you want to call it. That's where it all kind of stems from is the like
the hubris.
I can
masters,
do no wrong.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And it still exists. And it's being, you know, slowly it's like dismantling a wall while someone else is building it on the other side.
Yeah.
You know, you're always going to be fighting against it.
Yeah. Like Bill Russell or Jim Rice. Yeah.
Right. But here the cheating has become institutional. With the Astros, where, like, if it's steroids and players doing that, the players are choosing that here, and you can kind of turn your head the other way, but, like when there's a cheating system and a video board up, you could just take the video, take the TV down.
Yeah.
Problem solved. They said the coach hit the thing, you know, he damaged it a few times. But not enough for them to not still do it.
No. I mean, if they had an idea of what they were doing was wrong or get an advantage, several people would have had the opportunity to stop and say, hey, this isn't right.
Yes.
Or blah, blah, blah. But so, then you have to ask yourself, well, there's money involved.
Okay,
so there could be some intimidation involved. There could be some incentivizing these people not to speak against it involved, you know.
Sure. All right. Well, how about this? I was thinking of this. So Jim Crane says he didn't know anything, the owner of the Astros.
Sure.
So he fired the manager,
mm-hmm.
Who I always want to call Art Howe, because he might as well be.
Art Howe.
But it's not Art Howe. It's like Artie Hayes or something like
that. We'll call him Artie Hayes.
No, the Astros manager, T.J. Yeldon. No, A.J. Hinch. That sound right? I think that's right.
He's our
You don't
AJ
even know.
A.J. Hinch.
That's the Astros manager who got fired. So let's
I
do
know
it.
The assistant manager's name.
Let's do the. It doesn't matter. Let's do the scenario. You be Jim Crane, great. Or you can be AJ Hinch.
I'll be Jim Crane.
All right. So you're going to be firing me.
Yeah.
And I'm the manager.
Correct.
And you're the owner of the team.
Correct.
All right. So you've called me into the office.
AJ, you can stand or take a seat, buddy.
Oh, your accent's a little thicker than it used to be. No, that's fine. Houston, you're right. Oh, thanks. I'll just sit here in this nice leather chair.
Well, I hate to bring you in here like this, but you've probably been following the news stories and seeing what's going on. And I, you know, it's sort of tough stuff has to happen in this business. You know how it is. So just lay low for a bit. We're going to kind of try to take care of you financially. I'll probably see you on the boat docks real soon, but you got to go. We're officially letting you down. These papers are here. My lawyers are here. It's all official.
Whoa, where these lawyers come from? Wow.
Well,
I didn't see them before. Jeez. Wow. Holy cow. All right. So what's happening, Mr. Crane?
I hate to say it, buddy, but you got to be fired now. You lost your
what?
Job. Yep, it's all over. Sorry, Packett. We got.
Wait,
we got a team
I complained.
Ready to help
I pointed
move
out
things.
To you a couple times that this was going on. I complained to you. Remember?
Well, I really shouldn't be commenting right now. My lawyers are going to be having a conversation with your lawyers. We can let them sort it out, buddy.
Okay. I only have one lawyer. I don't have a bunch of lawyers.
Okay. Well, I guess that's probably going to be your problem long run, buddy. But
okay.
Once the court case is settled, we can talk and maybe get back on track as friends.
Court
for
case?
Right now,
there's a court case?
Well, I could anticipate some sort of thing could be going on.
Oh.
So just to
okay.
be safe, I got all my lawyers here. So you
Yeah, I
me.
See the lawyers. They just came behind the curtains.
I came behind the curtains for these type of reasons.
Okay, so do you know does Major League Baseball know anything about anything you may have known?
Well, I really shouldn't. I should leave these type of conversations to the lawyers. I really disapprove of going any further with this. I've been advised by my client committee to take a pass.
You're sweating an awful lot there, Mr.
Well,
Clark.
It's probably that hallelujah hot sauce I had on my good old Houston barbecue.
You put hot sauce on your barbecue?
I better not say anything else. It's been a real pleasure working with you. You know, like we said, it's just professional business. Goodbye.
Oh, that was him getting launched out of a seat.
Yep.
Or, yes, going down in a hole.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably how it went down.
Very likely.
That was pretty good. That was a good Jim Crane impression.
Thanks. I've studied Mr. Crane for a couple minutes now.
And the Red Sox, Alex Cora, I mean, he might get a 2-year suspension because he did it with Houston. And then he brought it to Boston, where they had that little, like, Apple phone thing.
Wow.
It was trouble.
Tough to like towns, let's just say that. No disrespect to any of the fine people of those towns.
Yes, yes. I got to go to Boston and do the Freedom Trail.
Okay.
That's one thing I know I have to do. Other than that, nothing.
You know, it's, well, just go to the North End, get a delicious Italian meal. You're right there on the Freedom Trail.
Sure.
Right, call it a night. Don't overexpose yourself to Boston.
Yeah, maybe go to Boston Seafood or whatever that place is, or is that like just a chain at this
Boston
point?
Boston Seafood.
No, that's really like what it's called. It's like there's a restaurant.
It's well lit, yeah.
Oh, I don't know if it's well lit.
No,
right.
I mean from the outside.
Oh, I don't want a well lit fish restaurant on the inside.
Yeah.
Like neon lights inside, that's a bad environment.
You know, fish, you really should know the reputation of where you're going when you're consuming fish.
You can have very good, I've had good Vietnamese food under neon lights. Not neon, under fluorescent lights.
Yeah.
Like a little like hole in the wall kind of place.
Sure.
That maybe was an office.
Absolutely.
I've had very good Vietnamese. Pho. That place is closed down now. All right.
Well,
any other sports stories to talk about in this segment? There was the NCAA championship, which is what baseball tried to hide their story under.
Yes,
that didn't work
out. Of course.
And then the playoffs.
I want a quick NCAA football question for you real quick.
Go ahead.
You're sitting there. Boy, does your team need a quarterback.
Yep.
Who do you prefer between the two we saw in the championship game, Burrows or Clemander?
Well, the other guy's name's not Clemander, and he's not eligible.
Because he's so young. Yes. 15 or whatever.
He's 15.
Okay, so Joe Burrow. A different guy in the country. Who's your quarterback?
I think I'm going to go with Joe Burrow because his accuracy. Now, here's the one thing that always turns out. He's throwing to three first-round draft pick wide receivers.
Next question.
And everything the guys were talking about in the game was about, yes, these guys are super fast and super tall, but more than anything, they have super strong hands. So it's like they're everything. Yeah. These guys are like all Randy Mosses.
Sure.
Or OBJs.
Yeah.
And so when you get into the pros, everybody is that good.
Correct.
So the DBs are better. So that's the question. But that's the adjustment all quarterbacks have to make. But they don't all have tools like this. It's like all the Florida quarterbacks who came out under Spurrier. All of them were crap.
Yeah.
Because they were throwing to guys 20 yards open.
Yeah.
So.
Well, here's a question for you. You're a GM. You've got like the first and the 18th pick. Does part of you say, what the heck? I'm going to draft Burrows and Jefferson or...
And one of his wide receivers?
Or one of his wide receivers.
Oh, well, sure, that would be smart. The team with the number one pick, though, is the Bengals. They don't have another first-round pick. But they might take another one of those wide receivers. There's a ton of good wide receivers in this draft. Yeah. This was not what I intended to talk
about.
And in the NFL. Well, yes, but I mean, for this draft, there's actually a couple guys. A guy from Clemson stayed in school, and he said... It's a real strong year for wide receivers. He'll probably be a first rounder next year, but he'd be like a third rounder this year.
Smart.
So there you go.
Okay, hope he doesn't get injured.
Well, that's the hope for all these guys.
Yeah, it's football.
Okay, do you want to do some football picks for the pros for the weekend, for the championship games?
You got it.
All right, so we got the 49ers and we got the Packers. Who you got?
49ers by a landslide.
Mm. So they're going to control...
31-12 Niners.
What's that, four field goals for Green Bay?
One field goal, one touchdown, one missed extra point. Or two mixed extra.
Two touchdowns,
31-13.
Okay.
One touchdown.
You didn't have to give that. Yeah. But 31-13, wow, that's a blowout. All right, and the other game, you got the Titans at the Chiefs.
This is going to be lower scoring because it's going to be weird.
Okay.
This one's going to be like, let's say... 43-48.
You said lower
Chiefs.
Scoring.
I thought about it for a second. 48-43 Chiefs.
That couldn't be further away from lower scoring.
Ridiculous offensive performances.
Okay, but you just let in with that total opposite, and then okay.
That's called the switcheroo.
That is a switcheroo. That's a different podcast, but all right. That is a switcheroo. So you're taking the Chiefs in a barn burner.
Yes.
And the... 49ers in a blowout.
Correct.
So you got Andy Reid and the Chiefs against the 49ers.
Come from behind blowout. Packers will jump out to a lead.
Okay. I like the come from behind blowout. All right. I'm not making any picks.
Ooh.
Well, I'll do them later in the week. If I can get my kid
Fair
to
enough.
Help make the picks, I'll do
Fair
that.
Enough.
But I don't know that I'll have you again. So there we go. All right. Well, this was your daily sports dump for today. Thanks, Nooch. And thanks for talking into the mic for most of the podcast. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Great. We'll be back tomorrow, and I hope you will be too. Ooh, that could be like a new sign-off. But I have to give a little of the information. You can obviously listen on Spotify or iTunes or I guess on Podbean. And please follow us on Sports Dump Show on Twitter. You don't have to do any of the Instagram or any of that stuff. And rate and review us. That's all I'm asking right now. So just do like all of those things. All right.